Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What's going on, everybody? How are you all doing? Today is Tuesday, April 15th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I hope you all had a good Monday. It was sunny. It was nice outside. Felt like spring. And yes, the weather seems to be turning in the right direction. That can only mean the draft is close. The draft is a springtime event. It feels like spring. When I think about past drafts, I think about walking into the link for the draft party and it being nice outside. And also just that feeling of like excitement, newness, freshness. I feel like it's a spring event. So the draft is now only about a week and 2 days away. Yeah, a week and Thursday. So we are getting very, very close. So needless to say, pretty much all draft stuff on today's pod. We got a lot to talk about with the draft. First, two more visits are known. I believe we're now up to 23 of the 30 visits now known for the Eagles. And then also, really interesting article written that I want to talk to you guys about. I think a really smart connection between a certain metric used in the draft and the Eagles' chances of drafting those players. So we're going to get into that. And then, of course, we wouldn't stop now. We have our mock draft of the day as we look at another mock draft that has the Eagles going on the defensive side of the ball. But first, let's talk about some of the news of the day, and that is two more Eagles visits are known. We'll get dive into both of them. First, according to your boy, the 2025 Eagles Insider of the Year, Malachi Starks did visit the Eagles on a top 30 visit. The visit was last month. He was one of the first top 30 visits that they had come into the NovaCare complex. Obviously, Malachi Starks, a name we've talked about a ton on this pod. I think if you had to poll Eagles fans on who the player is they want the most in the first round, I think he would probably be the guy. So I don't feel a ton of need to go through the, you know, the scouting report of him. I think at this point, you guys are all aware of who Malachi Starks is, but 6 foot, 197 pounds, only 21 years old, doesn't turn 22 until November, lines up all over the field, almost 300 snaps last year in the slot, over 200 snaps just in the box and 400 snaps deep, super smart, can play man coverage, good speed, lot to love about Malachi Starks. There is one interesting thing we'll get into in a second with him. Or I should say when we talk about the article. But regardless, Malachi Starks coming to the Eagles obviously ups his chances of being drafted. If you look at who the Eagles draft, they draft guys that they have come in for the top 30. Almost every first round pick they've had, even really second and third round picks they've had over the past few years, have come to Philadelphia in a top 30 visit. So Malachi Starks making his way into the NovaCare for a top 30 visit tells you they like what they see on tape and that they are very interested in him as a player. So will he make it to 32? That really is the question. I don't think he is going to make it to number 32. I do think the idea that he makes it close enough for them to draft him, though, is real. Like, initially I thought it was a pipe dream they would get him, but some mocks don't even have him as the first safety off the board. A lot of mocks have him going like 27, 29. Like, I think Malachi Starks is in within reach for the Eagles if they want to draft him. So very noteworthy that he came in for a visit, and yeah, definitely a real shot that the Eagles end up with him at the end of night one on that Thursday night. And man, the draft party at the Link will go crazy if they draft Malachi Starks in the first round. Another Georgia Bulldog and a safety. Yeah, I think that's something that would make the fans really happy. So Malachi Starks did visit the Eagles, is one of their top 30 visits. Okay, the next one that we now know, and this is according to Aaron Wilson, Kobe King of Penn State, linebacker Kobe King of Penn State. So not an edge rusher, not like an outside linebacker, but a true linebacker. So 6 foot, 243 pounds, 22 years old, just turned 22 in January. So will be 22 the majority of his rookie year. Had 97 tackles last year, 18 and a half tackles for a loss. That's an outstanding number of tackles for a loss from a linebacker in a relatively short college football season. 4.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble. The Eagles will love that. And 4 pass deflections last year. So he played the majority of just middle linebacker, the Mike, last year for Penn State. He was on the field for pretty much all 3 downs. He had the 3rd most snaps for Penn State on that defense in 2024. And everything you read about him and you watch some highlights of him, violent, physical player. Like, he is a hard hitter. He runs downhill. He trusts his instincts and goes 110% in that direction. So he is definitely a physical, like, hard-hitting linebacker, elite against the run. The concern with him is he's not great in coverage. A lot of scouting reports mentioned that right away he's somebody that teams will attack in coverage, so he needs coached up. Now, they play a zone coverage, the Eagles do, for their linebackers the majority of the time, so, you know, you teach him the zone, hopefully, you know, his football IQ is up there, and frankly, that is why you bring in players like him to a visit, to get to know him, to see if you think he's coachable, to see if you think he can learn those things. But as like a physical specimen, like an athlete, he is everything you want in a middle linebacker. So really interesting visit for the Eagles. And you look at their linebacker position, like, obviously Bond is there and clearly he'll be playing all the downs, but Nakobe's coming off an injury. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is still unproven at this point. Ben Van Summeren is now a fullback. Like, they need some special teams playing hard-hitting linebackers, and I think Kobe King fits that need as a potential developmental player, but also someone that you just put him on special teams next year, and he can do what Oren Burks did that first playoff game against the Packers. He can knock the ball out. So Malachi Starks and Kobe King, now the known visits, 2 more visits that have come to the Eagles, and I think, yeah, like I said, 23 of the 30 are known. So we should know almost all of them, I would guess, by this time next week. All right, next up. So I love when I read something and I feel like I learned something, and it just, I can tell I'm going to be thinking about this for a really long time when it comes to players. So, you know, if you listen to this pod, I'm sure you know about it, but we will talk about it and I'll explain it. But relative athletic score. So Anthony DeBona of Philadelphia Sports Network, shout out to Philadelphia Sports Network. They do great work. I've been covering a lot of their writers for a really long time. They're an awesome website. You should definitely check it out if you don't yet. But Anthony DeBona, up-and-coming Eagles writer, saw him in the press box last year, does a really good job. So he wrote a really interesting article about the connection between relative athletic score and who the Eagles draft. So I'm going to read a portion of the article to you, and then I'll break it all down for you. So, relative athletic score, Anthony writes, more commonly known as RAS, is a metric created by Kent Lee Platt that he began developing in 2012. RAS utilizes both physical measurements and drill performances from the NFL Combine and Pro Day and simplifies them into a scale ranging from 0 to 10. If a player scores a 10, that would represent elite athleticism, while a score of 5 would represent an average performance. The formula utilizes physical attributes and drills such as height, weight, arm length, hand size, 40-yard dash, vertical jump, bench press, and shuttle drills. Each individual attribute or result is ranked relative to other players at the same position, thus creating the name of the metric. For example, a cornerback with a 40-yard dash in the 92nd percentile would score a 9.2 for that specific drill. Since 2022, the Philadelphia Eagles have selected 21 total players in the NFL draft. 17 of those players had a RAS of at least 8.0. So, what does this show you? We, or I should say Anthony, and now all of us, know a key metric that is indicative of who the Eagles will draft. So we already knew, and we just talked about, that when the Eagles bring somebody in for a top 30 visit, there's a really, really good chance that player will be drafted by the Eagles or end up on the Eagles years later. Like, they talk about how these top 30 visits can be used to get to know guys that they could sign later. But just in terms of bringing guys in, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, like, the list goes on. If the Eagles bring you in for a top 30 visit, there is a great chance you'll end up there. But now what Anthony has pointed out, which is really interesting, is since 2022, of the 21 players drafted, 17 of those had an RAS of at least 8.0. Now, some of this could be coincidental. Like, it's not a perfect apple-to-apple thing. But that's a large percentage, 17 of 21. So we know, based off the data and the trend, if you come to Philadelphia and have a relative athletic score of 8.0 at least or higher, like, there's a good shot you'll be an Eagle. So let's look at last year's draft. Cooper DeJean, athletic score of 9.85. Dylan McMahon, 9.79. Quinyon Mitchell, 9.79. Johnny Wilson, 9.7. Will Shipley, 9.5. Jalix Hunt, 9.2. Trevor Keegan, 9.2. Anaya Smith, 7.3. The only player drafted by the Eagles that didn't have a relative athletic score of at least 9.9 or higher, Anaya Smith. And he was, you know, I know Dylan McMahon didn't make the team, but Anaya Smith was probably the most disappointing rookie. Now, Jeremiah Charter Jr. didn't have an RAS score. Not everyone has one. If you don't do enough drills or whatever, you don't qualify for one. But look at that. Cooper, Quinyon, Johnny Wilson, Will Shipley, Jalix Hunt, Trevor Keegan, all relative athletic scores of 9.0 or higher. Now look at the rest of the roster. Saquon Barkley, 9.97. Jordan Davis, a 10. Jalen Hurts, 9.52. Now, look at some of the free agents they signed. Terrace Marshall, 9.7. Aziz Ojulari, 8.18. So the Eagles clearly value the RAS score. And we know they value that and people that have visited the Eagles. So, who are some of those players that have visited the Eagles and have an RAS score over 8.0? Donovan Jackson, offensive lineman, Ohio State, 9.0. Jalen Travis, offensive lineman, Iowa State, 9.08. Josh Connerly, Oregon, 8.84. TJ Sanders, defensive tackle, South Carolina, 9.3. Donovan Ezeraku, edge, Boston College, 8.14. Tyler Barron, Miami, 8.6. Maxwell Harrison, one of my favorite players in the draft, cornerback, Kentucky, 9.6. Jacob Parrish, cornerback, Kansas State, 8.8. Trey Amos, cornerback, Ole Miss, 8.3. Jalen Reed, safety, Penn State, 9.8. And then Kobe King, who we just talked about, elite athlete, 8.03 on the RAS scale. So it could be as simple as this. Who are the Eagles going to take in the first round? It could very well be one of these players we just talked about. Donovan Ezeraku, 8.4. He's a first-round possibility. You know, you look at the rest of the list, like, TJ Sanders, probably not a first rounder, but 9.3. So the players they draft are going to have a high RAS score. Now, here's what's interesting. Malachi Starks, an RAS score, 5.29. That's bad. That's like just above average. Now, you could argue with him, he's made it in the building, right? He was in a top 30 visit. So clearly they know his RAS score and they know what it was. You could argue with him, like, it's more mental, maybe you don't have to be as great of an athlete. But still, that's noteworthy. Like, there is interest there, so they've looked past it. But a 5.29 RAS, that's not good and not in line with players they have drafted before. It would be one of the lower scores. So, yeah, really good work by Anthony. I think this is super interesting. This is definitely something I'm going to be tracking for as long as I'm covering the team. So Combine the who's visiting with the RAS score, and I think you get a good look at who could end up as Eagles. And that list I just read, good shot, two or three of those players will end up being Philadelphia Eagles. So, look, a little something for us to track now, a little something more for us to look at. We're trying to figure out who the Eagles could draft, because that's really what this is right now, trying to figure out who the Eagles could draft. So, who will they draft? Who do people think they'll draft? We will get into another mock draft on the other side, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Oh. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so let's dive into our latest mock draft, another projection by who the Eagles could take at number 32. This one, Pro Football Focus. You know we're a Pro Football Focus pod. I love Pro Football Focus. I think they do great work. So who do they think the Eagles will take, and how do they see the first round shaking out? So once again, here we go. Let's go through some notable picks prior to number 30. And I thought there were a lot of noteworthy ones in this one, to be completely honest. Number one, though, Cam Ward to the Titans. Everyone's projecting it. I think barring a trade, that's what will happen. Travis Hunter to the Browns. Feel really bad for him. That's going to be a death blow to his career. Shedeur Sanders to the Giants at number three. I wouldn't like that if I'm the Eagles. I think Shedeur has some upside. I think he's high bust potential, but also a very high ceiling. I'd prefer them not to take a quarterback and like take a mid-round one if I'm the Eagles. I wouldn't love Shedeur Sanders going there, but Pro Football Focus has him going to the Giants at number three. Abdul Carter to the Patriots at number four. Tyler Warren to the Jets at number seven. So a few mocks last week had him in the teens. One even had him in 20, I think. The Jets take Tyler Warren at number seven in this mock draft. Mike Green, the edge rusher out of Marshall, to the Bengals at number 17. Malachi Starks, he of visiting the Eagles fame, to the Bucks at number 19. That's right around where the Eagles could start to trade up, by the way. So, you know, we'll find out how much they really like Malachi if they want to move up for him. Colston Loveland, the tight end out of Michigan, to the Broncos at number 20. James Pierce Jr., Tennessee, shout out Justin, to the Ravens at number 27. Nick Scowerton, who I think has a good shot of ending up being an Eagle, to the Lions at number 28. And then Walter Nolan, the guy that I feel like outside of Malachi Starks, most Eagles fans would want, to the Bills at number 30. So where does that leave the Eagles? It leaves them taking a safety, but not Malachi Starks. Nick Emenwerry of South Carolina at number 32 goes to the Eagles. Pro Football Focus writes, "The Eagles already have the best roster in the NFL, and now they add a physical outlier to their defense. At the NFL Scouting Combine, Emenwerry measured in at 6'3" and 220 pounds, ran a 4.38 second 40-yard dash, and had an explosive jump of 43 inches in the vertical and 11 feet 6 inches in the broad. While it almost seems like a luxury pick, Emenwerry earned an 86.8 Pro Football Focus coverage grade in 2024 and should be able to help the back end of Philadelphia's talented defense." So, Nick Emenwerry, obviously, as you can see there, an unbelievable athlete. And since we just talked about it, his RAS score, 10.0. So literally like a Jordan Davis level athlete at safety. And that would be the difference really between Malachi and Emanuele. Like Malachi got a 5.3, Nick Emanuele a 10.0. So basically twice the RAS score. That is very noteworthy to me. So, Nick Emanuele, as we just said, elite athlete, 6'3", 220 pounds, 414 snaps in the box, 146 snaps in the slot, and 193 snaps deep. Elite size for a safety. Obviously, we know that. Great testing numbers athletically. The RAS score shows that. Really good in the box. Makes mental mistakes when playing single, high, or split safety. So, that's a bit of a concern. I don't think he is the safety that Malachi Starks is. He's just a way, way better athlete than Malachi Starks. And that's really what it could be. His athletic ability is so special. And I do think teams will take a chance on him, but his athletic ability is so special that the right coach, I think, this is what I wrote down. I'm reading it and trying to say it at the same time. But I wrote, his athletic ability is so special that with the right coaching, he has high upside. Who could be the right coach for him? Christian Parker and that secondary coach. Vic Fangio and the defensive coordinator. And the way they develop players, I think that would be an outstanding pick at number 32. Has some ability and coverage already, so you can feel comfortable putting him up at nickel. He's an excellent tackler, which you love to see. So yeah, I think it would be an outstanding pick at number 32. And that RAS score, as we're talking about on the pod today, of 10.0, certainly, certainly noteworthy. So that will do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.